I'm quite frightened. There's two Doctor Who's in the studio.
Yes.
Two Doctors. I keep saying that wrong. Don't. Yes. It's not two Doctor Who's, is it? No.
You spend a year on the show.
When will I learn that your surname isn't Who?
I wonder if that was the plan from the beginning. Sorry, hello.
Hello, Peter Davison
is here.
Good morning. I wonder if that was the idea from the beginning. Was it? I suppose it was, because the question mark was always there, was it? I mean, way back. I'm talking 1963.
Well, the question mark was always implied. It's never actually been there, though, I guess.
I think it has. Well, wasn't it? Didn't I read somewhere that at the beginning it had a question mark? Are you sure?
I don't think so.
I don't think
it did. Okay. Right. Okay.
Nicely, so nicely tried, Catherine.
Doctor Who.
Yes.
Hello.
But Peter, you're on your way to two shows today.
I'm on my way to two shows, yes. It's as you said, it's Boxing Day, but it is a Saturday, so I have two shows of Legally Blonde.
Legally
at the
Blonde.
Savoy Theatre, London.
The musical.
Yes. Yeah.
So does that mean being a Thursday on Christmas Eve you had two shows as well? Or your matinee?
No, we had one early show.
Okay.
Most Western shows have one early show on Christmas Eve. But we've got two on New Year's Eve, which I think is a bit cool.
Are you in a New Year's Day?
Yeah.
Are you really?
Yeah. Really? Wow.
It's brutal.
It is brutal. Yeah.
It's the end
not
of job.
That you're not loving it.
No,
course.
I love it. It's a marvellous show. Come and see it.
Of course, and we will.
Yeah, no, it is good, actually.
Yeah, I bet it is. Oh, I love a musical.
Not me particularly. Sheridan Smith is.
Sheridan Smith is playing. Yeah, it's not Renée Zellweger, is it? It's the other one.
No, it's Reese Shearsmith.
Reese.
No, oh, no, Shearsmith. It's not. Reese, the other one.
Reese Witherspoon. Thank you very much.
Reese Shearsmith from The League of Gentlemen is playing Renée Zellweger.
Renée Zellweger in the latest Dumb and Dumber.
Lord. Yes. Yeah, she's playing that, yes. Elle Woods, actually, is the name of it.
Elle Woods, yeah.
And have you got a little chihuahua?
Personally, I don't have a little chihuahua, but we do have
collectively
chihuahuas
as a
in
company.
The show. And I think two have been fired already.
Oh, really?
For what?
Well, we started off with a number of them, and they had to do a bit of business.
Sure.
And the first couple of dogs failed miserably. Then we had one dog that did it very, very well. And up until about a week ago, then it's just stopped doing the business.
Right.
So they then got another dog, which they've actually called, because it was a sort of very young dog, actually called the name of the dog in the show.
Oh, really? So
which is Bruiser. So every night there's an announcement for the show, and tonight's Bruiser will be played by Bruiser. But he or she, I'm not sure which, is actually brilliant.
Oh, great.
And it's called that, it's been indoctrinated since birth so that it will do this.
Well, I don't know since birth, because it's literally come on board in the last couple of months. But
so it had...
That was just fortuitous.
Either just didn't have a name. Or
they've
changed it and brainwashed it in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how that works.
Well, you can do that with a dog, can't you? They're quite suggestible.
Yeah.
It's quite tricky, though, because that dog can never go home and leave its character behind, can it?
No.
You can walk out of stage door.
I think the dog belongs to us now, collectively. It's now our dog.
But this has been a big hit in America, hasn't it?
It was a big hit in America. Unfortunately, it got struck down by the recession.
So not that huge.
Well, you know,
huge.
But like a number of shows on Broadway just died a death when that big recession hit. So they revived it over here. Sonny Friedman saw it in New York, loved it, and brought it over here.
And they brought the creative team as well, did they?
Yes. Oh, yes, right. We've had the Americans. They've gone home for Christmas.
Right.
Gone home for the holidays.
Although we loved them dearly.
Sure.
Because they watched every night, and it was so intense. You know, they're real sort of Broadway people and love every show, and they're watching every move you make. It's a bit of a relief they've gone home.
Is it a little intimidating?
Well, in the nicest possible way. They're very wonderful,
and they're
very, very encouraging. They can't quite get used to the sort of self-effacing Britishness of us going, oh, I don't think it was very good tonight, because they're used to America.
Everything's wonderful.
Going,
I rocked it!
I really rocked the world tonight. so they get a bit frustrated with Sheridan and myself particularly, I think, who tend to go, I didn't think it was very good tonight. Just not
it's all
right.
Yeah.
But generally speaking, it's going very well.
And it's all Brits. It's yourself, Sheridan Smith, as you said, Duncan James,
Duncan from Blue,
which is his official surname.
That's right. Yes.
And Jill Hapney.
Jill Hapney, as you said yesterday. Yeah. That's right.
Is it? Is
no,
it?
It's Jill Halfpenny.
It is Jill Halfpenny.
Jill Hapney.
And then I thought, yes, we have a right to call her Hapney.
So she's we do.
We do.
She's playing the woman in the salon.
That's right.
Is she?
Yeah.
Right. I have seen the film along. It's a good film.
Yeah.
It's not a bad film. I think it's an even better musical.
Yeah.
Because the addition of this music, which is fantastic music, it's a real sort of step up from your bog standard sort of.
And you've done musicals before.
Well, I've. I did Chicago, which is really one song.
Yeah.
Mr. Cellophane?
I was lawyer. Amos, yeah. And then I did Spamalot, which doesn't really, it was a fantastic show to do and I had enormous fun, but it doesn't really count in my mind as a proper, it's a sort of musical where if something went wrong, it just made the show better.
Right.
Whereas this, I think, it's all about kind of precision.
It's all quite drilled and quite, is that quite nerve-making then?
Terribly for me because it's this is noisy Americans. It's outside my comfort zone, the singing part of it.
Right.
And I have to make my entrance and I'm singing in about the space of sort of 20 seconds.
Oh, so you don't get to warm up to it.
No, just literally come on. And then everyone, not only the audience, but everyone on stage, the nature of the scene is they just are just sitting staring at me.
Yeah.
Like some kind of jury. It's a real...
But it's all good. But you saw what you've been previews for a couple of weeks now, right?
Yeah, it's a long preview period because of the Christmas holidays.
Right.
So we don't actually open until the 13th.
Oh, that's
and your,
a nice
your nerves have been proven unwarranted thus far.
Well, yes. I mean, I don't know how you feel about the first night of a show. It's that feeling, it's the closest I think I can imagine us getting to an execution.
Yeah.
Because there's the inevitability of that curtain going up at the prescribed time and you walking on.
Yeah.
It's just the most terrifying thing. And you just don't know when you walk on if anything's going to.
Don't you think it's really exciting, though, as well?
It is. Oh, no, it is tremendous. And when you get used to
agree, though, the very, very first public preview performance is, I do, every time I do it, I just think, why on earth am I doing this?
Yeah.
This is ghastly. I want to kill myself.
Oh,
and yet it
gosh.
Changes so quickly. You know, literally
a
week
in.
By the way, would a Red Riding Hood impersonator keep the wolf from the door? Because I think the opposite happened, didn't it, really?
Oh, there we go. Analysing the new businesses.
Only deconstruct the old ones if you come in here with a new
one. With a new one. Don't come in here as the bank manager I've gone to for the loan for my new business.
Yes.
And my business plan isn't quite panning out.
Don't be Duncan Bannatyne.
No. Would you keep the wolf from the door?
Well, no, he didn't keep the wolf from the door. Didn't keep the wolf. I don't know. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. But
did you have a nice
the
Christmas?
The atmosphere in the studio is tons of ice.
It is, and I'm going to... Can I just say, talking of musicals, can I just say to you what my mum said to me about you? And she said, David... She said, he's absolutely fantastic. Do you know what someone needs to do with that boy? Put him in a musical. Put him in one, as if you've got no choice about it. I mean, they need to find someone whose life story he can tell and put him in a musical.
Oh, it has to be a life story.
Apparently so.
Okay.
Well, I've got the perfect part for you, David. I'll talk to you about it later.
Tell it.
Have you ever done a musical?
Only at drama school.
Yeah.
But that's, I probably shouldn't even mention that, but that fantastic sort of musical segment you did at the party, Doctor Who party last, the song.
Yes, which the public will never see.
I know, sadly, because it was fantastic.
Yes, but it was slightly saucy.
Was it?
We probably shouldn't even be talking about it.
Probably
there'll be some
not.
The compliance man is nervous
it,
that
what
he's...
What was it? I wasn't...
Yeah, you were in it.
Okay.
Now, here's a coincidence, David, actually.
Oh, you mean that one?
I was listening earlier, and David Mappin mentioned that yesterday he'd had two Christmas dinners and that a bowl of sprouts.
Yeah.
Yes.
I had exactly the same coincidence. A bowl of sprouts left in the oven and never made it to the table.
Really?
I see that happening in
it's
two different places.
Isn't it?
Let's play a record. This is lovely, actually. Do you know Tim Minchin?
I do, yes.
Tim Minchin has released this song for Christmas and it makes me cry every time. It's called White Wine in the Sun. We'll come back with Peter Davison after this.